At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is hour number 2 of the Greg Peterson Experience right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. In 15 minutes, we're going to be going down to the Rampart. That's where we find Dwayne Colucci. He does a great job as the race and sportsbook director over there. We're going to get his thoughts on the Stanley Cup. We're going to take a little bit of a look forward to what we're going to be getting in Game 6 and potentially a Game 7. So we're going to have a great time chatting with Dwayne there, and we're going to be taking a look at what we're going to be getting in Sunday's, I guess you call it, slate on the diamond as well. So we're going to have some fun there. And if you're taking a look at the games right now that are going down, not a lot of scoring currently in these West Coast games. Top of the third in Los Angeles with the Angels currently trailing the Seattle Mariners by a count of 1-0, and Mariners have at this point had 100 million billion chances to be able to score. And right now, the only thing that they've been able to scratch across is a Julio Rodriguez home run. Phillies and Padres, this is currently 0-0 in the bottom of the third. Padres have a man on looking to be able to answer there. And top of the fourth has started in Arizona. It is currently 0-0 out there. The Tigers haven't been able to put up 3 hits, but haven't been able to put up any runs to this point. And it's not very surprising considering the Detroit Tigers averaging between 2.2 and 2.3 runs per game in their road games thus far this season. So we are going to be taking a look at what we're getting out there. But a game that wound up wrapping up within the last hour or so is Braves versus Dodgers. The Dodgers, they wind up falling by a count of 5-3, and now they're going to be looking for a bounce back on Sunday Night Baseball. We're going to be diving into this 9:53, 9:54 with the LA Dodgers throwing out their Tony Gonsolin and Spencer Strider going to be on the bump for Atlanta. This is relatively close to a pick'em game. You're finding the Dodgers in a lot of places a slight favorite, anywhere between minus 107 and minus 115. Meanwhile, if you're looking at Atlanta, you're going to be finding them as bad as a minus 110, as good as a plus 105 with a total of 8.5 in this game. And when it comes to what I'm going to be writing up for DK Nation, I'm going to be taking a look at the LA Dodgers. I was one to lay a little bit north of minus 130 on them because Tony Gonsolin has been absolutely incredible for this LA Dodgers team thus far this season. And the big reason why he's been able to elevate his performance has been the walks. Last year, 5.5 walks per 9 innings. So while he was pitching relatively solid, he didn't wind up having a heightened DRA or anything like that. Just a case in which he could not wind up lending a lot of length in general. This year, he's able to do a much better job as he has went at least 6 innings and now 7 out of his last 8 starts. And the big reason why In his last 7 starts, a combined 8 walks. So he has been able to do a solid job there. And then you've got on the flip side, Spencer Strider of the Atlanta Braves, who wanted beginning the season out there in the bullpen. Now he's become a starter, and he has not been the same since coming out of the bullpen. He had a 2.22 ERA in relief as a starter. That has ballooned to a 4.63, and it's a big case in which teams are able to now see him a second and third time through the order, and he has been having a little bit of a tough time with what Tony Gonsolin wound up having a tough time with a few seasons ago. Walks. His walks per nine rate, currently right around a 4.2. That is not necessarily what you're looking for if you're a fan of the Atlanta Braves. And with the Braves, it has been a case in which they've been dealing with some injuries, and they've really been able to get some good production with the guys that have been hurt. Like Ozzie Albies is going to be out for quite a while. You've been able to have Orlando Arcia be able to step up. He and Michael Harris, they're both hitting above a 300. And you do take a look at this LA Dodgers bunch. They're currently number one in the big leagues in terms of runs per game, in terms of runs scored on the road. They're averaging right around 5.2 per contest. The only team that's averaging more is the San Diego Padres. And Padres have some very weird home and road splits. But I do think that this is going to be a Dodgers team that they are going to be able to get to Spencer Strider. And I do think that those walks are going to be able to help them out now. With Atlanta, they have been dealing with the injury to Mookie Betts. That is no doubt wound up putting them behind the eight ball just a little bit. But even with Betts out of the fold, you've still got Trey Turner, and you've still got also at the top of the fold another guy who's hitting above a 300 for this team, Freddie Freeman. How could I forget the guy that's coming back from Atlanta? He's already got a few home runs this week as well, so he's been able to do a solid job of being able to provide a lot at the top of the fold. You've got Chris Taylor, who's been able to hit right around 250 for this bunch as well. So you got a lot of guys out there in this Atlanta or this LA Dodgers lineup in general that'll be able to do a solid job being able to reach base. And then for the Atlanta Braves, you do have the boom squad of this team. You've got someone like an Austin Riley. He's able to give you 18 home runs. You've certainly been able to get double-digit amount of bombs out of someone like a Marcell Ozuna throwing their Dansby Swanson. And Swanson's been hitting a 300. And if you take a look at players in terms of war, he's been one of the best out there in baseball. And both of these teams, they back up their starters with relatively solid bullpen pitching. And for the Dodgers, it's been guys that you typically wouldn't expect doing a good job out there in the bullpen. Like Yancy Almonte has a sub-2 ERA. Evan Phillips has a 2 ERA. Meanwhile, Bruce Sutter, Gratterall, along with Craig Kimbrell, both of these guys have north of a 3.5 ERA for the Atlanta Braves. They've been dealing with an injury to Tyler Mazick, but A.J. Minter has really been able to step up for this team. Jackson Stevens has seen a little bit of regression. Will Smith, Darren O'Day, those are veterans that they do give you a little bit of pause, but I do think that this is a Dodgers team that they're going to have by far the best starter going in this game, and you got to feel like Tony Gonsolin, if he's able to have a good start here, he could be one of those betting favorites when it comes to odds to be able to win the Cy Young. He currently at 9-0. Is the leader in wins in the National League. Now, obviously, that's become a little bit of an archaic set, but .158 ERA. You do have a little bit of caution that he's been a little bit worse on the road than at home, but by worse, I mean he's posting up right around a .231 ERA on the road compared to a sub-1 ERA at home. So this is a spot in which I'm going to be taking a look at the LA Dodgers, and I do think that it's going to be a relatively well-pitched game. I know that when it comes to primetime games, the ball's been flying a little bit more, but I don't think that there's any sort of a conspiracy going on here. So my total at 8.3. So I'm going to be taking a look at the under, and my DK Nation pick is going to be on the Dodgers being able to cover that money line. And when it comes to the New York Mets and the Miami Marlins, this is going to be the early game of the day. Peacock has been doing the thing where they wind up having a game that pretty much is on when you wind up waking up if you're out here on the West Coast. As you're finding that at 9:51, 9:52 on the betting board with Dan Castano getting the start for the Miami Marlins. And then for the New York Metropolitans, it's going to be David Peterson. Great name, by the way. As you're right now finding the total right around an 8.5 in a lot of spots. And with the Miami Marlins, you're going to be able to get a nice plus price on them. Anywhere between about a plus 125 to a plus 130. And when it comes to the Mets, finding them in the neighborhood about a minus 140 to a minus 145. And if you're able to get up to a plus 130, I would say that this is worth a play on the Miami Marlins. The Miami Marlins offense does leave a little bit of something to be desired, but you have been able to have guys be able to get on base for you. Garrett Cooper has been hitting above a 300. You've got a little bit of power with Jorge Soler coupled with what you've been able to get out of Jazz Chisholm. Both of these guys have been able to give you a double-digit amount of homers, so they've been able to do a nice job there. You do need a little bit more out of some of these star guys, like a Brian De La Cruz has not been able to reach base for the team. Jacob Stallings has had a little bit of a tough time as well. And then for the New York Mets, it's been a case where this has been the top lineup out there in the big leagues in terms of batting average. You've just got so many guys, typically 7 out of your 9, hitting at least a .245 for this team. Eduardo Escobar has had a little bit of a tough go of it this season, but even with his little bit of a rough ride, he has been still able to provide the team with a lot of production. He wound up having a cycle when it was all said and done in a game in San Diego about 2 weeks ago. And then on top of that, you've been able to have a lot of guys like a Starling Marte, Pete Alonso be able to get on base. And with Alonso, I believe that the two home runs they wound up hitting on Saturday made him the National League leader with 22 bombs thus far this season. And with both of these bullpens, they both do wind up having some of their shortfalls, but they are out there in Miami as well. Very pitcher-friendly ballpark. Hard to be able to get cheap home runs out there for the Miami Marlins. Lewis Head, and I'm not even kidding when I wind up saying this, he wound up beginning the month of June with a 1.12 ERA. His ERA is now north of 6. So that is a big, giant issue. And then you take a look at the New York Mets, and Jason Shreve has been posting up north of a 5 ERA. You just expect a little bit more out of Seth Lugo. He's been posting up an ERA that is hovering right around a 3.5. And, oh boy, I'm going to need to halt this for a second because it appears as though Bryce Harper got a hit by a pitch by Blake Snell and just left the game. That's not great right there. So just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a heads up there as Bryce Harper, he is now on the game. If you're taking a look at this live, we're going to pull up a live number for you guys as right now the Philadelphia Phillies are plus 105 on the live line. The San Diego Padres, they're minus 135. This is the top of the 4-0-0. Man on first out for the Philadelphia Phillies. And Bryce Harper, it looked like he got hit on his hand. So do note that because that is a big deal. He has been dealing with a little bit of an injury, which is why he's been DHing throughout much of this season. And it almost looked like it wound up hitting the bat. And I was trying to make sure that the bat did not wind up ricocheting and wind up hitting him in the head or anything like that. It did not, so we are good there. But yeah, that is not a good look there if you're a Phillies ticket holder, if you're a fan of the Philadelphia Phillies, or anything of that nature. So wanted to pass that along right there. But with that said, getting back to the Miami Marlins bullpen, Anthony Bass has been able to do a solid job, but you don't have a lot of guys doing much else with regards to this team. And for David Peterson, he's been able to do a nice job of being able to keep things out in front of him. He gives up right around 3 walks per 9 innings. Nothing exceptional, nothing terrible. He's always been a little bit better at home than he has been on the road. The home and road splits about last year, 2021 season, they were much more demonstrative than they were this season. So that's been something that he's been able to work on a little bit. He's given up just 3 home runs and a little bit over 45 innings thus far this season. So I do think that he's going to be able to deliver a relatively solid start in this case. And when it comes to Dan Cassano, he wound up having a big-time issue with his walks with the 2020-2021 season. Saw a little bit of a cup of coffee up there at the big league level. Thus far, he's went 14 and a third innings. He's given up 3 walks this season. If you take a look at what he wound up doing at the minor league level, he was much more respectable. So I do think that the Mets should be a little bit of a favorite with the way that their offense is a little bit superior to that of the Miami Marlins. But with that said, if you're able to get a plus 130 or greater, I think that you've got a little bit of value here with the Miami Marlins at an 8.5. I'm going to be taking a look at an under as well. And coming up next, we're going to be going out to the Rampart, talking to Dwayne Colucci, Racing Sportsbook Director over there, about Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from The Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. This segment of the Greg Peterson Experience is brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches. If you've been looking for the right opportunity to be able to switch up your nicotine, well, there's a 10-day challenge to give you a fresh start, helping you walk away from ashtrays, spit cups, and vapes. It's called the Zyn 10 Challenge. Zyn Nicotine Pouches are a satisfying smoke-free and spit-free nicotine alternative, and they're available in 10 strengths and 2 strengths and 10 varieties. The Zyn 10 Challenge is a risk-free way to be able to try Zyn Nicotine Pouches, and if you don't enjoy your experience with Zyn after 10 days, you'll get your money back. Head on over to Zyn.com/10, and that is the word 10 spelled out. So that is Zyn.com/10. Take the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this is a product that contains nicotine. Nicotine, it is an addictive chemical. As we're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience with myself, Greg Peterson, and it is a just great time of year in general when it comes to the NHL. As Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, that is going to be going down this weekend. It has been a great series thus far, and a man that he absolutely appreciates the NHL, that'd be Dwayne Colucci. He does a great job over there as the Racing Sportsbook Director over there at the Rampart. You're able to catch him on Twitter at NYBookieDwayne. And Dwayne, it is great to have you aboard tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. A real pleasure to join you. And as always, I'm really enjoying the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, as you definitely mentioned.
Yep, and it is going to be so interesting to see what we wind up getting in Game 6, because I think there's a lot of people. I counted the Lightning out going into Game 5. Now we've got a relative pick'em game here for Game 6, because it wound up opening up with the Lightning being a very slight favorite. Now we're finding in a lot of places the Colorado Avalanche a very slight favorite. I think that you guys over there at the South Point, somewhere between like minus 113 or minus 115, which I'm pretty much finding market-wide. What have you been noticing with regards to the action that you've been taking really in this game and for the entirety of the series? Because it feels like it's been very good two-sided action, and it's been really a case of, do you want to trust in the Colorado Avalanche, that team that they have been just so close so many times but unable to break through, or do you want to go with the two-time champions with all that experience with the Lightning?
Well, I have to say, Greg, we did pretty well the last two games, I'll be honest with you. A lot of, Lightning faders, like you said, in the last game. And, you know, it was a fabulous game, I'll be honest with you. But we closed the game at 190 Colorado at the Rampart and South Point. And now at this game, you know, we're seeing Colorado a slight favorite, like you said, minus 113, plus 103 on the dog side, Colorado the favorite, total of 6. Under is naturally favored the minus 120, as it has been in the last few games. It's been more tight checking and definitely closer competition. And last game was definitely a true testament. Andre Vasilevsky, once again, Palat with the key goal, and Tampa, the same old story. I mean, you think Colorado really could have put them away. And I think most of the public and even myself felt that they had the upper hand. But Tampa Bay, once again, time and time again, and without Braden Point, I must stress this, and a banged up Anthony Cirelli, and all of a sudden Hedman is right back in the action, and, you know, Kucherov and Stamkos, and it's just going to be a fabulous turnout to this series. And the handle has been off the hook, Greg, I have to say, and definitely pleasing from a bookmaker standpoint. And we've seen early Colorado action in this upcoming matchup, but I think it's definitely going to come back to the Tampa side. I think there's a lot of Tampa Bay backers, especially the sharper bettors, that are waiting for their opportunities. And I have to say, I slipped up from my handicapping perspective, because I really have a lot on the Avalanche, in personal wagers, Greg, on the futures. And I should have definitely taken that 170 the other night, but I thought it was going to be difficult with all the injuries, the block shots that Tampa Bay sacrificed themselves. But they didn't do that in this last game. They were able to control the tempo, and it seemed that they had the upper hand, even on the, visiting ice.
Yep, and that has been something that's been really big throughout the postseason in general as well. The win that the Lightning was able to get on the road, that's been a little bit of a rarity this season. And do you remember a NHL Stanley Cup playoff that in general has seen so many home teams be so dominant this year? Because typically when I take a look at the NHL, I gauge it a little bit differently than Major League Baseball, then college basketball, go down the list of sports, because typically home ice doesn't mean as much as, say, home field in football, for instance, but this year it has meant a ton to be able to have home ice.
Yeah, definitely. You saw that in earlier matchups. Carolina and the Rangers comes to mind, and definitely the Avalanche dominated against Edmonton. You saw that home ice was definitely a major factor. But last year, you go back, Greg, and it was in the bubble. So it was a weird situation. You had the Canadian teams playing in Canada. You had also the Eastern Conference teams basically staying on the East. And then you had that switch up when Montreal had to play Vegas, and you're going back and forth across the country. So it's very interesting the way the NHL plays out. I will say home ice was very relevant up until the last game, where you saw Tampa Bay, who time and time again show that they can win on the road. And as long as they stay out of the penalty box, they're definitely a major factor. But if Colorado creates those power play opportunities, they have a fabulous power play. And that's when you start to see Tampa Bay fall back around Vasilevsky and have some trouble. But But that last game was definitely a true testament. Like I keep saying, I can't believe how well they came out on the road in Colorado, backs against the wall, you know, 3-1 advantage. Colorado took advantage of some lackadaisical play in Tampa, but they weren't able to capitalize. So, yeah, the home ice was real important up until this last game, Greg. And now we're going to see if the Avalanche are able to win on the road. I definitely think they're capable. I mean, you see the first few games, they were able to swing the momentum. McKinnon has to play just a little better. He played great in the last game, but he has to step it up, you know, similar to that game in Tampa. And definitely Makar, he's a factor. And if they could put it all together, I think they could definitely win this series and close it out in Tampa Bay.
Yep, and what I think is also very interesting about this game as well, I'm not sure if you feel the same way, but I sort of correlate the side and the total, because with Andrei Vasilevskiy and all that he's been able to do, I think that if you like the Lightning, you're probably going to be banking on a little bit of a lower scoring game, especially with Braden Point dealing with ailment. Looks like he's most likely going to be a little bit more of a game time decision for this game, as he's missed just so much of the series in general. But I take a look at Andrei Vasilevskiy, the way that he was able to play in Game 5 really was big for the Lightning, to say the least. And I think that if the Colorado Avalanche are able to get a couple goals early, that would throw the Lightning completely out of sorts. Could wind up turning things a little bit more haywire. I'm not sure if you feel the way that I do, but I think that the Lightning, if you like them, it's probably going to be a little bit lower scoring. And if you like the Avalanche, you're probably banking on a few more goals.
Yeah, definitely, Greg. And you have to anticipate they, you know, won 40 out of 74 faceoffs the other night, and Tampa Bay has to continue to do that. And also, when you're facing elimination, keep in mind, if the Colorado Avalanche, like you said, get an early lead and it gets late in the game and you have a lead, then you pull the goaltender a little earlier if you're Tampa Bay, because you're facing elimination, and then you're looking at an over possibility because of the empty net. Tampa Bay played their style of hockey in the last game, and that definitely is against what the Avalanche want to do. You saw some great play by Belmar and some of the other defensemen. Anthony Cirelli definitely stepped up, even only in 12 minutes of ice time. He was able to establish himself. Kucherov was monstrous. He scored again. And, you know, even if they have to shoot him up, anytime Palat plays at a high level, that's another minus against Colorado. So I agree with you. You know, if Sergachev imposes his will and Hedman continues to play like he did in those last three or four games, he's suddenly reappeared. And the guy played, what, 26 minutes the other night, Greg? So they have to establish themselves defensively, like you said, and it will be more of a low-scoring game if Tampa Bay has the momentum. But if the Colorado Avalanche get that early lead, like you said, and they establish, then you're going to pull the goaltender because you're facing elimination, and then you're looking at an over. I think that Colorado is going to have that advantage late, but I still think it could be an under game. I think it's going to be real close going down the stretch, and Colorado's really going to have to play well to win in Tampa Bay once again. I mean, keep that in mind. You're looking at winning one out of three games, and they already lost one, and now you're facing a two-time defending champion. Sometimes you start second-guessing yourself. So I think definitely Bednar has to have a great game plan, because Cooper knows what to do at home, and they love driving at Amalie Arena. So, yeah, I agree with you. Kind of an under game if Tampa Bay has the momentum, but it could still be under if Colorado has a 2-1 slight lead going down the stretch.
Yep, and with the Colorado Avalanche as well, it's been a team that I'm sure that they've heard it time and time again. When is that cup going to be coming? When are they going to be able to break through? They are one game away, and I'm sure that the fans are letting them know, you guys are one game away. When is that cup going to be coming? Is it going to be game 6? Is it going to be game 7? And if they can't do it in either game, boy, they're going to be facing a long off season. But it is always great to be able to talk hockey with you, Dwayne. Thank you so much for joining me right here on the show.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it, and have a great night, and let's win some money. I'm going with the Avalanche.
Dwayne, one of the most friendly men out there in Las Vegas, and it's going to be an exciting Game 6 and coming up next. It's going to be an exciting day on the Diamond on Sunday. We're going to be taking a look at that right here on VSiN, the Esports Betting Network.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
ice cold beers and cold hard cash. Join in on the action on the pitch with the Heineken 2022 Soccer Prediction Challenge. You're able to compete in 20 free-to-play pools this season for your shot at a share of $100,000 in total cash prizes. Head on over to DraftKings.com/Heineken now to be able to start your run at victory. Heineken, beer made better. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions do apply. 21 years or over. See DraftKings.com for details. And as always, please do drink responsibly, as it is a Greg Peterson experience right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And while we were talking to Duane, who does an amazing job over there at the Rampart Race and Sportsbook, we'll talk a little Game 6 with him as it's going to be coming up in the NHL. Saw a little bit of scoring with these late MLB games, and the Seattle Mariners, they're making like your buddy at the bar right now, and they can't close as they have now stranded 7 men on base in the first 4 innings. Their lone run has come off of a Julio Rodriguez home run. It is 1-1 as Shohei Ohtani, the equalizer. He winds up going deep for the LA Angels. If you're looking at this live line, you were finding it at a 6.5 a little bit earlier. And right now, I believe that you're now finding it more around about a 6-ish in a few spots, as well as the Mariners, they once again wound up having a man on third, and once again, they were unable to come through. It's still a 6.5, but now the overjuice is finding itself a little bit more hefty as well. Meanwhile, with the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Diego Padres, Phillies have been able to put up a pair of runs, and they've got a man in scoring position, as it is now 2-0 in favor of them. Please do note, Bryce Harper, he wound up getting hit by a pitch. He wound up leaving this game a little bit earlier, and the Arizona Diamondbacks, they're up 3-1 on the Detroit Tigers. That live number currently sitting at a 7.5. And if you're looking at the Arizona Diamondbacks, you have to lay a -550 on their live money line. So that's what we've got going on right now with regards to these baseball games. So we're going to keep you guys abreast as to what's all going on there. And we're going to be taking a look at a little bit more of the Sunday card as well. We wound up hitting upon two of the bigger games in the Dodgers and the Braves and the Astros and the Yankees already. How about if we wind up taking a look at one that is going to be involving two teams that if the season ended today, they'd be in the postseason, but one team that you probably don't want to be trusting in their starter. That would be 975, 976 on the betting board. Actually, I don't know if you want to trust in either of these starters at this point, as Jose Berrios, he is going to be going for the Toronto Blue Jays, and Chichi Gonzalez is on the bump for the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers are finding themselves anywhere between about a +125 to a +137 underdog. Meanwhile, with the Jays, it's anywhere between -137 and a -150 with a total of 9.5. They're so trusting in Chichi Gonzalez. Now, interesting note about Chichi Gonzalez. He wound up making a start for the Minnesota Twins earlier this season north of the border against Toronto, and the Minnesota Twins wound up winning that start. It wasn't necessarily thanks to Chichi Gonzalez, so he went 3 innings, and he wound up giving up 3 runs. So, I mean, I can't really say that Chichi Gonzalez was the reason why they wound up winning that game, but I guess if you want to dive into it, teams that Chichi Gonzalez has started for against the Toronto Blue Jays are 1-0 this season, but it's not necessarily so great. He's made 3 starts thus far this season. His first start with the Milwaukee Brewers, he gave up 3 runs over the course of 4 innings against the St. Louis Cardinals. The good news with Chichi Gonzalez, he's giving up less than 1 walk per 9 innings. That's really the only good thing that I can find to be able to throw out there for Chichi Gonzalez. Meanwhile, for Jose Berrios, there's not a lot of good with him either. He's got a 5.11 ERA, and, well, he's been getting shelled this far this season. His home runs per 9 rate is right in the neighborhood, about 1.8. His walks per 9 is actually relatively low. He's actually done a solid job here, right around 2.2, 2.3 walks per 9 innings, but swings and misses are down, and he's always had some relatively demonstrative home and road splits going back to his time with the Minnesota Twins. A 6.70 road ERA in 8 starts thus far this season with 10 bombs given up in 41 2/3 innings. So that is far from terrific, and when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers, you don't necessarily have the lineup that is the most trustworthy in the world. Mark Brasso, he wound up returning to the fold on Saturday. That should be able to help them out a little bit, but with the Brewers, you also did wind up having to utilize Josh Hader along with Devin Williams in the win on Saturday as well, and Hader for 20 pitches. So that's a little bit of a big deal because you always want to be tracking, in my opinion, bullpen usage when it comes to a lot of these games. And for the Toronto Blue Jays, Well, they didn't wind up getting anything whatsoever out of Yusei Kikuchi, so they wound up utilizing more of the long guys, and they aren't necessarily the guys that you're going to be looking to in a pressure spot. So that actually didn't wind up hurting them. The fact that Yusei Kikuchi wound up giving a, we're going to call it what it is, pretty bad start. As speaking of someone that is giving a relatively decent start, he wound up getting just taken deep in this one, as it does appear as though Kirk Suzuki just wound up hitting a home run for the LA Angels. That puts him up by kind of 2-1. But getting back to the Blue Jays and the Milwaukee Brewers, just in case of which, you've got Willy Adames having you 15 home runs this far this season, but .210 batting average for him. Hunter Renfroe has been a little bit banged up for the team, and for the Blue Jays, they have been dealing with an injury throughout the series to George Springer, but still got Vlad Guerrero Jr. giving you 17 home runs. Teoscar Hernandez was injured to begin the season. Ever since he has come back, he has been actually very good for the team, as he has been hitting right around .320 over the last 30 days for this bunch. And I did wind up saying my total higher in this one. Jose Berríos has been absolutely terrible, and you've got Chichi Gonzalez for the Milwaukee Brewers, and that means that you're probably going to be looking to more of the long guys, like a Trevor Kelly is probably going to be seeing some innings. Jhondel Gustave just wound up coming off the injured list. I can tell you right now, being someone that grew up in the state of Wisconsin, you don't really want too much of a part of Trevor Kelly and Jhondel Gustave. So I'm willing to lay up to about a minus 145 here with the Blue Jays. So we're going to be taking a look at that with the total of 9.5. I'm willing to go over at a 10. I would start to consider it under, but that said, this is a circumstance in which I will be taking a look at this 9.5 over. And we don't have any numbers on this game, but I just want to give some initial thoughts, because this is going to be announced after we wind up seeing this Detroit Tigers and Arizona Diamondbacks game. But there's a lot of speculation as to who the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to be throwing out there. And I'm going to refresh my Twitter right now on this, just so that way I'm able to give you guys the most up-to-date information. But a few hours ago, and really the last few days in general, there's been a lot of speculation that Dallas Keuchel, yes, Dallas Keuchel, a guy that I'm sure that many of you guys listening to me right now and watching me made a lot of money fading earlier this season, we might get another shot to be able to fade him, as he wound up having a 7.88 ERA and 8 starts with the Chicago White Sox. He wound up getting signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks, and, well, he was not good with the White Sox while he was pitching at, like, the lowest level possible that he could for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He was getting shelled there. He was giving up 5 walks per 9 innings while not being a strikeout guy, while giving up hard contact. I mean, you just take a look at every single split, and it's like, bad, 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 really bad, absolutely awful. Why are you on a big league mound? Bad, bad, bad. So you've got him going out there, and then Bo Brisky is going to be going for the Detroit Tigers, and this could be a very good spot for an over, because you've got trends of so much unders with the Detroit Tigers and the Arizona Diamondbacks, and thus far, it's actually playing out to form. If you're taking a look at this Saturday game right now, it is now 3-3 with the Detroit Tigers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. All of a sudden, you actually have been seeing a little bit of a barrage of runs with the Detroit Tigers, a team that entered into this night hitting right around 63-64% of their games to the under with the Arizona Diamondbacks in their first 37 home games of the season. 11 wound up going over, so that is by far the highest home under rate out there in the big leagues. But I'd be willing to set a total of Bo Brisky versus Dallas Keuchel more around a 10 if we do wind up getting it, because with Bo Brisky with the Detroit Tigers, he's actually been really, really lucky to not be posting up an ERA that is well north of 5, because he's been giving up right around 2 home runs per 9 innings. He's someone that has been registering right around 6 strikeouts per 9 innings, and yet he gives out right around 2.7 walks per 9 innings. He really doesn't do anything great. He has been an escape artist all season long. He's got bad home and road splits, where his ERA is well north of a 5 as well. So initial thoughts here, if we do wind up getting Dallas Keuchel against Bo Brisky in Tigers versus Diamondbacks, unless if they wind up shooting out something north of double digits, by that I mean north of 10, I'd be taking a look at an over personally on that one. So it's going to be very fascinating to see what we wind up getting there, and we're going to start this one, and we're going to be picking it up on the other side. Boston Red Sox and Cleveland Guardians will give you a little bit of something here, as this is one of the tighter lines that we're going to be seeing for Sunday, as it's going to be Rich Hill is going to be going for the Red Sox, and then for the Cleveland Guardians, it is going to be Aaron Civale And right now, it is the Red Sox, a very slight favorite, anywhere between minus 107 and minus 115. Meanwhile, with the Guardians, find them right around even money to a minus 105 with a total of 9.5. And for Aaron Civale, he's been having a really bad season, and he's sort of paying for his sins of last season. He wound up having a 12-5 record with an ERA that was hovering right around 5 and him giving up nearly 2 home runs per 9 innings last season. Thus far this season, he has not been so lucky, and he's going to be going up against the oldest active starting pitcher out there in the big leagues in Rich Hill, who has actually been able to do a much better job with his command. Swing and miss stuff is a little bit down, but he has been able to do a nice job giving up right around 2.3 walks per 9 innings. I'll expand a little bit more on this game on the other side, as I do think that it is one of intrigue, as we're going to be continuing to take a look at the baseball betting card for this Sunday on the other side, right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For just $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now until the end of July. Sign up today and you'll be able to get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily best bets in the MLB. You're also getting NFL preseason coverage and premium articles in golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bet email, every single edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and live video streaming, it costs just $19 to be a subscriber now through July 31st. That is at VSiN.com/summer to be able to subscribe, as it is a Greg Peterson experience right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And coming up, 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, midnight Eastern, we're going to have Mike Palm joining the show. He does an absolutely terrific job. Hosts the show Odds On there you're able to find on the network every Monday through Friday with Amal Shell. And he also does an absolutely incredible job when it comes to just everything that you've got out where I'm sitting right now at Circa. And we're going to be chatting with him about the big-time contest that we're going to be seeing. They've got the Survivor contest that is going to be going on along with the Circa Sports Millions, as that is going to be having a just massive prize pool this year. They've guaranteed $6 million in each one of them. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about if there's any quirks with regards to this year's contest as well, anything that's wound up changing. So be on the lookout for that because, well, things are starting to wind down with regards to the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA postseason. That has now come and went. So now you've got baseball to bet on. I know that there are quite a few people that do a great job of handicapping the WNBA as well, so got to give a little bit of a shout out there. But things are getting a little bit more slim, and we're starting to get ready for football. So got to get you guys all set there, but got to get you guys all set for a great day on the Ball Diamond on Sunday as well. We were leaving off talking about the Boston Red Sox and Cleveland Guardians team, and I do think that with Boston, you've got to just love the fearsome threesome that you've got with this team. That would be J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers. All these guys hitting at least a 320. And now you've got Jarren Duren, who wound up getting called up to the big leagues. He's been hitting right around 275, 280 for this bunch. And Boston, after they wound up having, we're going to call it what it is, a really bad start to the year. I think that they wound up getting down 10 games below 500. This is all of a sudden a team that has been really resurgent. I believe 40-31 or 40-32 entering into Sunday. So they certainly have been able to do their part. And for Cleveland, the big issue that you've got with this team is that they don't necessarily have a lot of firepower with regards to being able to go deep. That's a big reason why they've been costed in so many games thus far this season. And with Cleveland Guardians, it's just a little bit befuddling as to their home and road splits, because at home, they just have not really been able to drive the ball on the road. This has been a real machine when it comes to offense, as they at home averaging right around 4.7 runs per game and 4.5 runs per game on the road. So the actual runs themselves, they've been a little bit better at home. But what I'm talking about is the home run ball, as on the road, the Cleveland Guardians have been able to do a good job of being able to drive it out at home. This is a Cleveland Guardians team that they're averaging 0.55 home runs per game compared to a full one on the road. So they're getting, and I'm not even kidding here, almost double the amount of home runs on the road than they are at home, which that I just find to be a little bit strange. And a big reason why is that you just don't have anyone other than Jose Ramirez who's really going deep for this team. Jose Ramirez, 16 home runs, north of 60 RBI. This guy's been absolutely magnificent for the team. And behind him, you do have guys that are able to get on base. Stephen Kwan, Andrés Giménez. You're able to throw in there someone like an Oscar Gonzalez, Josh Naylor. All these guys have at least a 340 on base. And for Gonzalez, he's hitting a 314. Richie Palaceros, he's been able to hit right around 290 for this team. Amid Rosario is hitting at 275. So you've got these guys that are consistently getting on base. None of these guys other than Ramirez is able to go deep, though. And for Boston, you've got Rafael Devers, who's been able to do a good job going yard thus far this season. You take a look at the bunch as a whole, and you do need a little bit more from the bottom of the lineup. Whenever Christian Vasquez is out, Kevin Plawecki has not been able to do a solid job will be able to get on base. Jackie Bradley Jr., we just know that this guy is out there for his glove and his glove only, but you do need a little bit more out of Trevor Story as well. Big offseason signing is only hitting a .224, but with the Red Sox, they've been able to shape up a little bit more in terms of their bullpen. When they wanted moving Garrett Whitlock from the bullpen to the starting rotation, now, ironically enough, to the injured list, it did wind up taking a little bit of a drop-off, but Tanner Houck has been able to really find his form. Matt Strahm has been a little bit up and down this season, but been very impressed by John Schreiber. He's been able to do a solid job being able to give you a sub-2 ERA. And for the Cleveland Guardians, Emmanuel Clase has been just absolutely tremendous as a reliever for this team all season long. But on top of that, you've got guys that are able to give him the ball as well. They did wind up using up Aniel De Los Santos on Saturday, someone that has been posting up right around a 3 ERA thus far this season. But Eli Morgan and Sam Hentges, these are a pair of guys that we're going to call it what it is. They were failures as starting pitchers, but going into the bullpen, they've been able to do a very solid job for this team. And with the Boston Red Sox, I do think that you've got a little bit of a leg up in terms of starting pitching with Aaron Civale giving up really a little bit of everything north of a 7 ERA. And with Civale, he's actually been seeing a little bit of an uptick with regards to his strikeout stuff. He wound up having right around 7 strikeouts per 9 innings last season. This year, it's been right around 9. And the advanced numbers show that he has been getting a little bit unlucky this season, but he got very lucky, in my opinion, last season as well. So I do think that it's starting to iron out a little bit more. I don't think that when it's all said and done, he's going to be staring at right around a 70 ERA as his fielding independent is right around 2 points lower. But still, this has been a guy that has always been a little bit more pitch to contact. Right now, he's given up right around 11 hits per 9 innings. Opponents are at 291 off of him. And I do think that that is still going to be his MO moving forward as his walks are also up a little bit as well. So I do like the Boston Red Sox in this spot. I was willing to make them a minus 127 personally. And you're at a 9.5. I would start to take a look at an under if you're seeing a 9, because we've seen this total wind up shooting up a little bit. It started out at 9. We're still seeing quite a few 9s out there. If you still have a 9, I would rather have a 9 over before a 9.5 under. But if you do wind up reaching the 9.5, that's really the point at which I would start to be able to take a look at this total under. How about if we wind up going out to the Bay Area of San Francisco, as we've got 957, 958. The Giants, they're going to be playing us to the Cincinnati Reds. And unbeknownst to many of us, this team has come in on the Cincinnati Reds. They started out a plus 145 underdog. Now you're finding them as low as a plus 130 in some spots. San Francisco opened up at DraftKings at a minus 170. They're now down to a minus 150 at DraftKings, and in other spots, finding them even closer to like a minus 140 to a minus 145. So very intriguing circumstance here, and the total is 8. And I think that a part of the reason why we've seen all this team come in on the Cincinnati Reds is that Tyler Molly is actually a significantly better pitcher on the road than he is at home. He is also a guy that gives you a little bit over 10 punch outs per 9 innings. But you take a look at Tyler Molly, last two seasons, he has been posting up an ERA that is about 2 points lower on the road than it is at home. And he's been giving up, I kid you not, right around 60 to 65% fewer home runs when he's on the road rather than at home. I have no idea how, I have no idea why, but he's got some of the weirdest splits ever. Now, he does pitch at Great American Ballpark for his home games, and that's part of the reason why, because it is a little bit of a bandbox. But take a look at Anthony DeSclafani, who's going to be getting the start for the Giants, and I do think that he is going to be able to rein it in a little bit more after his first start in quite a while. Did not wind up going his way against the Atlanta Braves. Now, he wound up posting up a sub-3 ERA in games that he did not wind up starting against the LA Dodgers. You'll notice last season, he wound up being a 240, 250 ERA guy against everyone, and then against the Dodgers in like 5 starts, it was like a north of a 6. So whenever he was able to avoid the LA Dodgers, he was able to do a relatively solid job there. And for his career, Anthony DeSclafani has always been a relatively good control guy and someone that gives you right around 8.5 strikeouts per 9 innings. So that is something that is a positive. The negative, he does wind up giving up some hard contact. Throughout his career, 1.3 home runs per 9 innings. Thus far this season, he's given up 4 bombs in 16 and a third innings. And this is a Reds team that they've been able to supply some of those home runs. But I think that it's very important to take a look at the home run road splits of these Cincinnati Reds, as this is a Reds team that they are getting double the amount of home runs at home rather than on the road, because they do play in a very hitter-friendly environment. Meanwhile, San Francisco, it is a very pitcher-friendly environment. But even with that, the San Francisco Giants have not allowed that to deter them from scoring runs at home. They get right around 4.8 runs per game when they are at home. And for the Cincinnati Reds, it's a very stark contrast, as they're getting right around 5.5 runs per game at home. 3.1 on the road. The only team that has a bigger home and road discrepancy, that'd be the Colorado Rockies. And the Colorado Rockies, they play at elevation. And on top of that, with the Cincinnati Reds, what is also not working in their advantage, and the reason why I don't understand the seam coming in, this Reds bullpen is absolutely terrible. They have a 5.29 bullpen ERA. No other team is higher than a 4.75. The San Francisco Giants have seen a little bit of drop-off in terms of their bullpen ERA as well. Last year, they were the only team with a sub-3 bullpen ERA thus far this season. They're 18th in the league, 4.06 ERA. I think that a big reason why is because you do wind up losing Buster Posey from a season ago, and that has really derailed them a little bit. You can tell that they've had a little bit of a tough time being able to change it over to guys like Kirk Cassilli whenever he's been out there. Joey Bart, though, he has been banged up and just in the minor leagues in general throughout much of the season. But I do think that this is a San Francisco Giants team with the way that they platoon just so well. And you've got so many guys like Jock Peterson, Theriau Estrada, and company being able to get on that they should be able to win this game by multiple runs. And now might not even need to pay as much to be able to just take the money line itself. So I'm going to be taking a look at the San Francisco Giants. Only question for me, money line or run line? And the only question for me is being able to join in on the Sports Millions or Survivor with regards to everything that Circa is going to be offering. And Mike Palm is going to be talking about that next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.